It's 100 saws of chulin tarim that they're all Torah. Rashi says, "Lemeya chulin tarim shleihuch shru for like timasim nefilasim." These paris now, these chulin, water never came in contact with them, so they weren't huch shakabatum, and they came in a kabatuma. So therefore, they don't become tamim when the other ones fell into it. So halacha is chulin lemeya chulin tarim. So what do we do now? Really, the trum is batal b'rev. It's batal chad b'meya. So Rabbi Lezer, says, Tiram, you have to take off a truma one saw, the tirkav, and let that right away. Shanyam, because I have a right to say with Rabbanin, he saw shenofli, he saw shalso. But the same saw of truma tamei that fell in, now when you take off one saw, stam, as with Rabbanin, we have a right to say that's the same saw. Therefore, it's again truma tamei, you just have to let it right away, you can't use it. Rashi says, Tira means Yorim Misham. Saw, pick up from the saw. Vetirkav, and let it right away. Kedin Truma Temeya. Shani Yemer. Now, Truma Temeya, Sir Bechil Tasa Bachila. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. On this, Vechachom Ram Nechom say, Tala, true. You have to take out one saw. But Vetechel, you light eat it though. Rashi says, Tala means Tiftol, its bottle. V'teyocholim chulin, you light eat it with its chulin. Just remember the halacha of truma. Yitin damim l'kain. If you want to give the value over to the kain, or else a yorim imenu soros, take off a sor worth of here and give it to the kainim tit. For kopon and kante chomim, everything you light eat here is v'teichol. But you should eat it only nikudim. Rashi says b'yavish when they're still dry. Make sure no water comes upon it. Rashi says the yachshav afagav sheish b'tuma. Utera, even if you want to say there is some tumma mixed in here, but ain't metam es atera, it's not metam of the Torah, b'lei hechsher. Therefore, the tumma is betela betera, and therefore not eat the whole thing. The true mishabaytak is boto chadeneya. Now, the din tumma shabay, since this chulin is dry, it wasn't hooked, the kabbal tumma, it still remains Torah. That's the way she did, nikud when it's dry, I kloy yisrael eat it. Also when it's roasted, also dried, not the kabatumah, or else if you want to make a dough out of it, knead it, but may peris. Don't use water, but use may peris, may tapuchim, apple juice, tusim. So these things are may peris, which are not machshir, also not hukshah kabatumah. So as long as the chulin is not hukshah kabatumah, it all remain tor. Or else another way to is, like ticholek l'isais, divide up into small amount of doughs, there should be no one place that has the beitza worth of eichel. But that's a locha, pochus mi kebeitza is not makabotumah. So the kids are just make sure that the chulin is not able to makabotumah. And then you'll have to eat everything. But the Tanya law we learned over here, that oisa chulin, the Rebbe Lezer, according to Rebbe Lezer, he says the one saw you take out, that's like the saw temeyah.